lovely. It's Shauna Lee, and welcome back to the Soul Frequency Show podcast, where we're stepping into the light and raising our frequency together. Each week, we get to return to this sacred space to have conversations about the things we all experience in life, love, health, and career. A space where we, as spiritual beings, having this human experience, can amplify our gifts and remember our truth. The title of this episode is The Golden Key. You know those synchronistic moments that we all love that give you goosebumps and you just go, oh yes, there's a reason for everything. I'm on the right path. There's like a light that appears above your head and you're just like, it shone down upon you and you're like, la, those moments. So I have so many of them in doing this show. And sometimes, you know, people send me, pitches to be on the show. And it's really cool to just kind of connect with people's individual energy and see if I'm feeling a full body yes at the time. And so I get things sometimes and it's crazy how like there's a synchronicity with it. You know, it's like that person or their, you know, they're the person that's promoting them just decided in that moment to send that email at that time. And it just linked up with something else. And so I always take that into account. And when my guest today, Brandon Beecham, who's with us, sent their information over, his information over, he has this book called The Golden Key. And I have a real connection that I talk about when we get into this episode about The Golden Key. And in fact, I even showed him when we were talking that I have this ginormous golden key in my office, like, and I bought all these little golden keys. There's a real frequency and an interesting information that comes through the golden key. It's fascinating. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, we have to have a conversation. And so here we are. We had the conversation and we're about to share it with you. But a little bit about Brandon. He's an entrepreneur, thought leader, author, and host of the Positive Head podcast, as well as a late night style talk show called Optimistic, Mystic spelled M-Y-S-T-I-C. Very cute. Brandon has been a serial entrepreneur since childhood, and in 2011, while living on a friend's couch, he co-founded what is present-day Resort Share. In 2015, Resort Share was named the 569th fastest-growing private company in America in the annual Inc. 5000 Fastest Growing Companies list. Later that same year was when Brandon began the Positive Head podcast, which to date has amassed over 15 million downloads. Wow. And has consistently rated in the top five in the spirituality category on Apple. Today, Brandon's primary focus is on helping people shift their perspective to understand the ultimate nature of reality and create more of what they want to see in the world. So with no further ado, please help me welcome Brandon Beecham to the show. Welcome to the show, Brandon.
Thank you for having me. Hello, hello.
Yeah. So I want to talk about your book and I want to dive into some of those points. Really great. Like, I love kind of the format of the book because, you know, we're busy people and I felt like it just had a lot. It's like every sentence of the book had meaning to it. You know what I mean? It was like really impactful and like got right to the point of the impact that you were making, which I absolutely loved. I was just like every paragraph I'm going through, I'm like, oh yeah, interesting perspective. So we'll dive into that in a second. But let's go back into who you have been in your past and kind of what you think, if you were to look at your life journey, like what you think the biggest transformation kind of point was in your life.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, thanks for saying that about the book. And, you know, The 8 Keys to Getting Killer Abs has been a book that I've wanted to write for a long time. No,
we like killer abs too. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm more of a keg guy now. So that's my bad joke to kick things off. This book is not about killer abs. It is The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. And yeah, that was the aim of the book, is to I can tend to be pretty verbose. I have a lot of thoughts on the ultimate nature of reality and consciousness and spirituality and who and what we are and our role in the universe. And, you know, I've been waxing poetic about that for almost a decade on my podcast and The Positive Head. And the idea was, how can I, as concisely as possible, narrow these ideas down into, in this case, 100 pages or 3 hours or so, if you listen to the audiobook. And so, it sounds like I achieved my aim from what you were saying as someone who just went through it. So thank you for that reflection. And as far as my sort of journey, I grew up in as normal a, if there is such a thing, household as possible on the East Coast in Virginia, and was raised very conservative Christian. So went to church, you know, 3 times a week, and it was a non-denominational church called the Church of Christ, and ended up going to Church of Christ College in Tennessee. And it, like I said, very conservative. And so that was a big part of my influence. Spirituality was a big influence early on, but it was a lot of, you know, God is, fire and brimstone. You're in for it if you don't get it right, you know, but he loves you, and but it'll torture you if you get it wrong, you know. And it's like, okay. And so raised with that, and then early 20s, I met a woman who claimed to have some psychic or intuitive ability. And I was intrigued, especially as I got to know her more and saw her do things that seemed to validate what she was saying. And I was like, wow, hold on. What is this? I didn't learn about this in Sunday school, you know? And so I was fresh out of being kicked out of the Christian college I went to for being one of the quote unquote bad kids, AKA normal. And, so I was in the perfect state to receive sort of something more than what wasn't really adding up for me. That's when I started on my journey. And I can only think, because it is my dharmic path to do the work that I do and to talk about this stuff. If you go back to 2015, episode 1 of the Positive Head podcast, you'll hear me say, you know, I had to start this just so my friends and family's ears would stop bleeding hearing me talk about, you know, spirituality and consciousness and the ultimate nature of reality. So, that's it. Because it is my dharmic path, I have to think, you know, that's why it instantly, as I started at the time, this is mid-90s, reading books. There wasn't a lot of, you know, there was no social media, et cetera, to get all these fast snippets of information that we have now. And as I went down that path, books like Conversations with God, as an example, who I just had the pleasure of recently having Neil Donald Walsh on the show. And that was really cool for me, because, you know, that was one of the early books. And yeah, it just really sunk in. It was like, oh my gosh, this is so elegant. Of course, we're one with the source consciousness that creates and animates all things. You know, how could it be any different than, it's so obvious to me. And I can only think, because it is my dharmic path, that I was meant to get so lit up about it. So then I would just talk to anyone who would listen, to like, oh my gosh, guys, like, we're spiritual beings here in physical, and you have amnesia to who and what you were before. And that's what's going on. And so, you know, people would either look at me like I was crazy, or that's an interesting, you know, concept, and go about their normal life. And so that was my early journey with it, you know, just kind of like devouring lots of ideas and books and things like that, and then sort of sharing my own thoughts and feelings as they materialized and solidified, et cetera. And here we are all these years later, and it's been quite a journey. You know, I like to put it as, it's one thing to understand the stuff theoretically, you know, the idea of all is one, right? Being a very baseline concept around my core belief. It's like, okay, that's really easy to grasp. I grasped that in 95, right? 96, whatever it was. And it's like, and then it's a whole nother thing implementing and acting accordingly all is literally one, act accordingly, I like to say. And it's like, okay, you know, one thing to understand it theoretically, it's another to apply it when the going gets tough. You know, as Mike Tyson put it, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the face. So a lot of my life has been like learning how to walk the talk and really integrate these truths in a way that, you know, shows like, I'm being it, you know. And I mean, I know that as long as I'm alive, I'll still be working on that one. And it's, you know, if you're still here, that's an indicator that you've got growth that still needs to happen. I think we leave when we've exhausted our opportunity for growth, because that is the aim of our soul. And yeah, so yeah, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I love it. So when you started reading all the books and stuff, like how, you know, you met this person that had some psychic gifts, like that was interesting. I think, you know, meeting people with a different perspective can be an opening for like, sure. Oh, what's this? And I'm like naturally connected to this, or I, you know, there's something about me as a being who gets this, like, yeah. Like, right. Thirsty for it. Yeah. Was that really what opened your mind to kind of seeing life in this new way?
Yeah. I was so activated, you know, and inspired by the ideas, like, hold on, I'm God experiencing itself, you know, like I'm one with it all. Like I'm that, I you know, it's kind of like this idea. I'll say to people sometimes who are having trouble with their own self-worth or not really tapping into the power of the truth of the situation in which they find themselves as a human being. You know, it's like, was it Ram Dass that said, you know, treat everyone as God and drag. You know, I like to say like, look, there has never been a soul more worthy in all of eternity than you. You are it. You know, you built this place. You just have amnesia to that fact. And so this is the game of cat and mouse you play with yourself throughout eternity. You know, you can't know that what you are unless you know that what you are not. And when you know, eternity is on your side, that's a lot of no time to kill. And so you play this game of, you know, cat and mouse. And so once you start really like, oh, we're in a cycle where it's time for me to re-member, come back together with like all these other aspects and parts of myself and realize that everywhere I go, I'm there waiting for myself. You know, it's very empowering to really feel that. Like I'm literally in my own private YOU universe. And Of course I make it. Who else? There is no one. Everything is a prop in my movie reflecting me back to me in some way, shape or form. And source is so infinite. There's infinite universes. So I'm a prop in your movie and you're the only one in the room and it's all just reflecting you back to you in some way, shape or form. And once you start playing with that idea conceptually and really feeling it, you know, in your heart and soul and body and mind, it's so incredibly empowering.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have all these thoughts, have all these things that you want to share and you start the podcast. Like what was that journey for you in being able to, cause I think there's a real like threshold when you start speaking it into the world, like beyond friends, beyond family, whether they embrace it or don't embrace it at all. Like what was that experience for you personally and starting to share in that way?
It's a great question. You know, at first I can look back and see it was, I was so innocently excited and it just kind of took off very organically. You know, for many years I was top five on Apple Podcasts, you know, in spirituality in the world. And with little to no marketing, just organically happened. And I was so lit up and, you know, a growing, you know, Facebook group at the time of people that were just so passionate, people reaching out to me all the time. And then I sort of stretched myself to start developing a late night style show called Optimistic. And I moved into this place where I'm currently at, the Mystic Manor in LA, which is like a hub for conscious community. And I really was stretching myself really thin. And the world was changing. COVID hit. People really became important to be focused on social media and promoting in that way. And so, you know, my journey, the you know, the very honest reflection of it is I feel like I had this wave of momentum where now I can see podcasters that are have a way farther reach than me. I was perfectly positioned to do that. And I feel like energetically my journey of really managing my own vibration, walking the talk, not allowing agitation or spreading myself too thin or disempowering beliefs. You know, I always say we teach best what we most need to learn. Sink in. And so I look back, you ask about my journey. I look back and see like, oh, if I could go back, I would do it different. I sort of feel I fumbled an opportunity, to be very honest, you know, with you, to go from where I'm at, which I'm super grateful for. And I know it's all divinely designed, and my reach and my passion for it and all of that to, you know, it's kind of like a wave that comes and you sort of miss the boat a little bit. And then now, you know, I have a lot less feedback from listeners, and, you know, my social media is not what the world expects in order for you to be looked at as like some bigger figure. And I didn't play the game. Part of that, like, sort of turned me off a little bit when it's like, oh, now I got to make 30-second clips and, you know, sell myself constantly. And I just haven't. And it's kind of like that momentum kept going, and I have friends and podcasters that went to the moon, and it's kind of like, it's almost like things have waned a little bit.
Yeah.
That's probably not the answer you expect, but I'm giving you the honest answer.
No, I love this. I mean, I appreciate it. And thank you for your honesty. Cause like, you know, we always need more honesty in the world. And I think, you know, I think it's interesting because, you know, there's a convergence going on of energies, right, on the planet, like always. And there's, you know, there are still many people very connected to the three-dimensional, you know, world, really only, right? Let's call it only. Mm-hmm. And then there are many people experiencing like other dimensional realities simultaneously along with this third dimensional reality. And, you know, like, when you start to experience the world in a broader way, like not such a physical way, like, oh, here are my personal emotions about things and here's the physical world. But when you start to experience other things, like there's a lot going on, right? Like you can sit in a quiet room and it could be experiencing more than most people watching a movie or, you know what I mean? Yep. It's like, there's a lot going on. And, you know, I think about this because I think about it in my own world. I think about it for friends of mine. There's a really fine line, like when the more sensitive you become to what you have the capacity for, right? Yep. And you have to really pick and choose like where you're going to put your energy, because when you are working, you know, in higher dimensional realities, like your physical body can become very tired, right? And very like almost worn down from those experiences, right? Like it takes a lot sometimes to deal in these other realities or to spend time there. And it's like, I often think about this and I'm really glad we're talking about it because, you know, the conversation about spirituality, like what you're really saying that I'm taking from this, just my interpretation is this conversation about spirituality, like is being funneled through this three-dimensional reality. Cause when we talk about like, you know, really when you think about business people coming in and like, you know, for big podcasts and really saying, we're going to produce this podcast or we're going to market this podcast, like that's a very physical 3D reality situation, right? So they're taking this content, which might be, you know, more 5D or, and, you know, playing with other realities, expansive realities, but funneling it through the channels of the third dimensional reality. There's nothing wrong with this, right? It's not bad or wrong or anything. But it's an interesting concept, right? That we are still living in a place where it's like, we need to take this and fit it into this, right? And funnel it in this way. And so that's not always like this, you know, when I look at, and I'm going to ask you what your opinion is of this too, but when I'm looking at like where we are in the world right now, right? And where we're evolving, this evolution that we're undertaking, I think what we're talking about right now is going to evolve and change, right? As everything needs to, as even, you know, in the past 10 years of podcasting have evolved and changed like light years, right? And yep. so I'm always looking at like, here's how we're doing it today from a, like a dimensional aspect.
Yep.
And sometimes, as we all know, when very people very much rooted in the 3D are coming into higher dimensional things, like that can like mess with that energy too, right? And we see this happening. Like this is not, you know, when you are pretty intuitive and you're looking into things, like things aren't always what they seem on the surface. Yep. And so what does it take? Like, this is where I go into these conversations. What does it take to stay totally rooted, right? Yeah. In the truth of who you are. And sometimes what that takes is stepping away from other things, right? So like when I'm looking and hearing you share your story, like what I'm getting from that is maybe that you needed to stay firmly grounded in what you know, which wasn't that other path of having, you know, this a lot of three-dimensional energy come into like what you were sharing and the methodology of how you were sharing it. And that there's something kind of beautiful in that, like in a sense. And so, you know, we all are three-dimensional beings. We all are living in this human body. We're all having this experience. And there are trappings of that, right? That pull us in different directions, like whether it's like jealousy or fear or ego or whatever, like we constantly, I mean, have to be present to that, right? Like, where am I getting pulled? And so I think it's an interesting time. And I want you to share your perspective on this time, because I obviously, at the time that you and I are having this conversation and we're recording this, you know, we are just in 2024. There is, you know, we're moving this week into Pluto in Aquarius, which is a big shift, to humanity and to the energy on the planet. Like we're seeing a lot of things falling away. We're seeing the truth of a lot of structures that have been very long standing structures on our planet. And those starting to reveal themselves in certain ways that maybe we haven't seen before. And some of those structures starting to come, you know, come apart or come undone or be ready, primed for reorganization. So I think staying as pure as we can to like who we are and how we feel in the moment, right? Which is always ever changing, to share our hearts, right? Our thoughts, our intuitions is really key at this time. So tell me your perspective on this time.
Yeah. I think, relating it back to what I shared, for me personally, I think it was a couple different things that came up. One is, being someone who's really sort of, I guess, in a way, prided myself on navigating 3D in a good, cool way and being very entrepreneurial. And, you know, I started a company that became an Inc. fastest growing private company in the US. And, you know, so it's like, oh, okay, now I'm stepping into this podcast thing. And instantly on the back of that, even though there's some challenges there, what I achieved was, you know, 1 in 10,000 entrepreneurs ever get to that level of success, you know? And so, okay, now I'm starting this podcast, boom, it takes off, you know, and this is really my calling and I'm really good at, you know, talking about this stuff and affecting people. And then as I said, you know, we teach best what we most need to learn. And it's like, I got into expanding myself in a way that was still spreading myself too thin. And then my own challenges come up of agitation, you know, like this ability to use my voice can go both ways. It can be a double-edged sword. It can be irritation, agitation, using it to, you know, rip someone's head off, you know, to be exaggerate, but, you know, over exaggerating in my usage of words with agitation and not, you know, not being the thing that I'm really talking about all the time fully, you know. And of course, you go in and out of those things. And so, yeah. And then there's a part of me that was also, you know, sort of like, oh, I'm a little turned off by everyone. Oh, this is what I'm supposed to do next. You know, this is my three tips and here's my, you know, and it's like the, you know, we got to the phase where it's like pointing at the screen, like, you know, on TikTok or what. And it's just like, oh gosh, it's like monkeys on a string. Like, I don't want to play. And then seeing it kind of pass me by in a sense and keep going and sort of like missing the wave, I feel, to a certain degree. So what comes back to me though is like, and that's all for me, not to me. It allows me to deal with any of these, all these feelings of like, I should do it better. I should, I can see my, where I slipped. And I also, there's a part of me that's grateful. I don't want to sort of be that cookie cutter. I want to be creative and unique in some way. And, you know, it's like, so it's a lot of feelings and a lot of things that come up. And what I come back to that really brings me peace is there's always another chance to get things right. You know, I think our journey is like, I've been reading a book by Paul Selig. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him.
Mm-hmm. He's been on the show.
Yeah, likewise. And he's great. And, you know, I love in his channelings, it's like, you know, talks about taking things to the upper room a lot and this sort of like higher octave of how you're seeing in perceiving things. And this idea is, as he's channeling, it's coming through him. It sort of says, you know, I have come, I make all things new. And a lot of that sort of languaging. And I think that's a beautiful way and a truth, a deep truth, like all things get made new. The fact that I had a hard lesson or stumbled in my 3D vision of how I've navigated things. Boy, if I could go back, boy, would I do things differently. I would make the morning practice essential, meditation essential, you know, not allowing the stress to take over of, you know, expansion or trying to do too much with, you know, too limited of resources, whatever the story. And just knowing that the only thing that matters at this point is coming back to, and how can I get myself to be in the state and walking the talk more fully and being that next greatest and grandest version of myself. And then whatever will come from that will be even better for me than what I sort of wished could have, would have, should have been. You know, there's never not another chance to, you know, turn it all around and in a way that is even more suiting to you. And, you know, and it, for example, here, I get to share this is not, Hey, hear how great I am. And I've never, everything I touch is gold. It's like, I want authenticity, you know, more than I want anything. And now that me sharing this moment can maybe help someone else who otherwise I could have, as a great salesman, sold to everyone on the other end how my life is so charmed and here's why I'm so perfect and here's how it's, you know, and then it creates separation because one, it's not getting to the core truth of everything. And there's not that vulnerability creates connection and relatability. And so maybe the greatest gift I can give is not have taking missteps in a sense and then learning from them and then reflecting them back on the show. So I'm not sure if that's exactly what you asked, but that's where I ended up. So
yeah, no, it's perfect. And I mean, I think, you know, this goes back to like thinking about, you know, there's something in humans that wants to put people on a pedestal, right? Whether it's 100%. Like celebrities or, you know what I mean? Influencers or whatever, and wants to aspire to their own projection of like what that person is, right? And that person might feel pressured to put a certain image out into the world because they know that people are aspiring to that image.
Yep.
But that's all playing in this, you know, land of no truth, right? Because we're all experiencing like all of the incredibly potent energy that's going on here and the things that it brings up in us, right? And the more, like, in fact, you know, I have great conversations about this, but like, the more you dive into this, the faster the lessons come. And sometimes the more intense they really are, right? Because you're so, your eyes are more open. So you are able to experience them more, right?
Yep.
And you're able to see them more. And so, you know, when I look back at my life many years ago, like it was a lot like less impactful, I would say. Like the things that happen in my life, like really impact me and how I see the world and how I learn and, you know, and obviously what I share. And so it's, you know, I think sometimes we live in this world where it's like, oh, I want to say that this person has the perfect life or this person has the ideal, you know, career or, and I want to put them up on a pedestal and be like, it's perfect for them, right? Not for me, but for them.
Right.
But none of that's real. And the more we, you know, have real conversations, which I think is what makes podcasting so great, is because there's so many amazing beings out there that are, you know, really challenging themselves to have very real conversations. So we can all get into a different vibration, right? Which is much more truth-based and much more authentic. And so let's segue into your book, because there's a lot of truth in there. And you know what's funny? I'll tell you a funny story. There was a point in my journey where I would call it tapped into a golden key. And I literally bought a large golden key, which
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, wow. You sure did buy a large golden key.
Yeah, I'm showing him.
I have the necklaces. I made necklaces.
That, you did? So I just, for those of you, you guys can't see, but I just showed my large golden key, and there's like, there's a whole, wealth of knowledge around that. So when I saw your book, I was like, oh, this is so cool. Right. Like such
did
a cool
thing. Did you read the part about, the dream? Did you get to the part?
Yes.
So it was like totally much synchronicity around the naming and how it
came
through and the cover art, and which then I made that cover art into actual physical keys.
So cool. So cool. And so, like I said, there is, you know, I know you talk about, like, one thing that's just coming to mind is time, right? And this concept of time in the 3D world that we live in. And you kind of, you do that, you have this really beautiful way of kind of like getting us outside of these constructs real quickly. Right. Oh, so we, you know, I think time is one of the things that grounds us to the 3D reality. And when you start to obviously play in other realities, like, you lose time and space, right? Like, there's just, you'll just go to another place and you're like, and it's a weird moment where you go, I don't even have a concept of what time it is or kind of where I am. So let's talk about time, and let's talk about what you share in the book around time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really fascinating. Of course, I start the book off talking quite a bit about the science of, you know, reality and how that sort of ties into this, you know, the spiritual perspective. I mean, the way I view it is science and spirituality are two sides of the same coin. And so it's an interesting thing to look at when you talk about time. You know, okay, we, you know, you can hear any spiritual person talk about, like, we are in, you know, time is an illusion, right? And we're in eternity right now, as I like to say, you know, we're two leaves flapping in the breeze of eternity as in this moment. And infinity stretches before us and behind us. And these, like, very, like, you know, esoteric ideas and concepts. But then you look at the science of it, and it's like, you know, the relativity and the fact that we know from a scientific perspective that time is actually illusory. If you shoot me into outer space and, you know, at light speed and bring me back a day later, I'm a day older and you've been gone for like 100 years. So it's, you know, so it's fascinating. A lot of these ancient ideas around time and eternity and how it's a construct for physical reality. Well, the science really shows that as well. So for me, that is, it's very empowering, because, you know, people can tell stories about time. And it's like, when you understand that you are the creator and created rolled into one, right? And so when you speak, you are spelling. Abracadabra translates to I create as I speak, is essentially what it means. And it's like, you're spelling, you're casting a spell, your words are your wands. And here we live in a society that tells the story of, like, I'm getting old. I always ask people, oh, it's your birthday. Oh, how young are you? You know, or I'll say happy 3D incarnation anniversary. It's not when you were created, it's when you incarnated into this physical body that you currently have. And so you start thinking from the perspective of, I'm in eternity. And then you start looking at, once again, bringing the science back into it. It's very empowering to say, oh, okay, we're, you know, they're theorizing that escape velocity is a few years away, by like 2030. And for those who don't know, escape velocity is basically like where our scientific ability has outpaced our aging. So, you know, literally it is a viable potential that someone listening to this podcast 100 years from now can look and feel better than they do right now. We're, you know, it's happening. So, okay, once you start understanding these concepts from a spiritual perspective, about your eternal state, and you start tapping into that power and that truth instead of the programmed story of being sold a bill of goods of here's what it means to age and here's what it means, you know, all these, like in my case, I'm 49, you know, and a lot of times people will be shocked at that, you know, and it's like, oh, I just refuse to grow up. You know, my life is more fun than most 21-year-olds I know. And it's like, you know, there's so much goodness that comes from me having told the right story around aging and what it, I mean, what I am at 49 compared to my parents is like, it's like might as well be two completely different creatures, you know? And so, you know, I'm not buying old bills of goods from people who created an idea around what it means to age. And instead, I'm going to apply these spiritual perspectives that I know my eternal state and I'm floating in eternity. And by the way, science is doing a really good job of catching up with what, you know, the physical side of what I'm aiming to, you know, embody as well. And so it's like, you know, it's so empowering as I think right now about, you know, I used to make music as an example. 20 some years ago, that was my first big passion, you know, when I started having my spiritual awakening. And now it's like, oh, well, at 49, most people would say, why would you even think of making music again or whatever? It's like, well, what if I have 100 years ahead of me? Like, I'm a baby, right? Like, at 75, I think I'll look and feel better than I do now. I'm telling that story, you know, and it's so empowering and gives you such a different way to view and navigate. You're just getting good. You know, what if you're meant to be the first set of humans that totally blows out of the water what it meant to age previously, you know, and we're really seeing real evidence of that with the spiritual awakening and the technological, you know, scientific evolution that is stacking. There's a quickening that happens, you know, it takes you can look back on our history. It took thousands of years to go, you know, and they're still using the same stone axe, right? As far as we know. And then finally you hit, you know, 10,000 years ago, you know, recorded history that took, you know, they think modern science says modern man's been around 200,000-300,000 years. And of course, there's people that will argue probably way further than that. But just going with science's, you know, perspective, okay, 200,000-300,000 years to get to recorded history. That was a long journey. And then but only from there to the Middle Ages, the next sort of leap, oh, that was only, you know, what, 9,000 year journey from 10,000 years ago to 1,000 years ago, let's say. Oh, but now we're going to go to the Industrial Revolution from 1,000 years ago to, you know, the 1700s, you know, 700, you know, then, oh, hold on, now we're going to the nuclear age. Oh, that only took a couple hundred years. So this quickening, the war takes forever for one to turn to two, but then two turns to four and four turns to eight. Next thing you know, we're at a point now with AI and advancements. It's like, you know, an evolution, what would have been a billion years previously could happen in an afternoon, you know? And so, you know, the world that you were born into is no longer here, and something new is being born, and you get to really, as the creator of your own private universe, you get to tell the story of how you want to interact and expect that to manifest. And of course, it'll never be exactly like you envision, but, you know, certainly holding that upper room view, higher view of what's possible, navigates you to that potential reality, I believe.
Yeah, it's so true. And we have to, I think more now than ever, we have to be really careful, like where we put our mind and our thoughts, right? Because thoughts create. And I think that's becoming much more potent as we move into, you know, this era of great discovery. Like, I think there's just going to be a lot of like rising up of, and some things that have existed for a long time, right, but were suppressed, are really going to have the opportunity to be known and to be experienced by humanity. And it's going to change, you know, a lot, right, over the next 20 to 40 years on this planet. And all of us thinking along those lines, instead of thinking of the past old structures, you know, and even we cement them in the more we think about them, right? Or the more we fear them, or the more we interact with them. And so really just keeping an open, forward thinking mind about what's possible, right? And 100%. And how we're evolving just adds to that frequency that's coming on the planet. So Super awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out today. And I highly recommend checking out the podcast, the book. Like, this book to me is something that like you can just take in very easily. Like, I read the book super quick, like going through and just like taking the bits of information and kind of downloading them into my own being and shifts in perspective. And I always appreciate like when I read stuff, because I read lots of different books, when I read stuff that I'm like, oh, I hadn't thought about that way, right? Like that was a new perspective. And there's a lot of them in this book. So, and definitely my connection with the golden key was powerful. Yeah,
that's
for
a
me.
Really cool synchronicity. Yeah. And I'd love to gift it to the listeners if that's okay with you. I can tell them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you guys go to goldenkey.gift, G-I-F-T, and use the code LOVE at checkout, you can get the audio and or ebook as a gift.
Aw, that's amazing. I love that. Well, thank you so, so much for being on the show. And I definitely think what you're doing and putting out in the world is important at this time and important for your listeners. And so we appreciate you hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me. It's been such a pleasure and an honor.
Hey, lovely, this is Shauna Lee. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Soul Frequency Show. If you got even one piece of valuable information, head over to Apple Podcasts and share a review with your takeaways. And follow us because we got lots more goodness to come. We are spreading the love far and wide. And you know where to find me over at IG at the Soul Frequency. Until the next time, love, here's to positive vibes and powerful awakenings.